But nay, they usually dig the stumps up, and they don't stay there long enough to make lightwood.
That stump ain't done nothing to, is it?
I don't know.
It was crossed over number two, you know we call it. Over there, you know where they got that there, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't noticed about it.
Well, it's been years, I guess, since I've seen it.
But I expect, I can't get back
there. Uh-huh.
And
that's still some
ladder.
But,
So, I know there's some ladder to that because in that pines are the ones that turns into light.
Yeah, after the rosin all sets down. Now, what did you use in your fireplace to lay your wood on?
Doggone. Fonds, yeah. I should have said.
Well, everybody calls them different. Now they have little baskets, is what I was thinking about. You know, you see more that you put them
in. Yes, but in them big old houses then, that wouldn't have been thrown out no heat for a family. No. And, of course, after I married, they furnished coal up the station for them, and they had grates in the house there.
Yeah.
But when I was a child and growing on up, they had them big old fireplaces, and as I said, them dog.
Which did you think burned cleaner, the logs or the coal? Which one of them burned it?
Oh, I wouldn't give a good old wood fire for nobody's coal. No, that old soot accumulates and ruins your walls. Now, up till I got gas, honey, me and him, after my other husband died, I used to do it by myself, but me and him, we have to paint these walls and keep them clean. Somebody say, "Oh, you wrong. Gas don't smoke." Yes, it do when you shut up the house.
Mm-hmm. It has to be vented, doesn't it?
And I could keep a lot cleaner house with wood.
But when you got ready to clean out your fireplace and you had a bunch of
ashes,
that would make some dust, of course, to take out from your fire.
And it's like this, that them ashes, where you didn't let them get so many of that, would mess up the house. And them days, they didn't have their rooms painted with the paint like this. They varnished them, and you could just take your mop or wet rag and wash them, and they was clean.
Because it was a slick. Well, they had different furniture back. Of course, when they had big rooms, people didn't build in closets and things like they do now.
Sure didn't.
What, do you remember what kind of furniture? Of course, it may have been so long since you lived out where you had the big rooms, but do you remember the kinds of furniture that they had then?
Well, they had wooden bedsteads. And so after I got up some age on me, of course, got to have some iron bedsteads. But I was started up in this old country with a wooden bedstead.
The big and...
And the tick, bottom tick, was wheat straw. Now that's exactly the truth.
I remember that. And then what the top one would be?
A feather bed.
Mm-hmm.
Mama had ducks, and she picked them ducks. I've been bit by them 1,000 times, holding their head and keep them biting up while she picked them.
Pull the feathers off and let them grow on a new set.
And she had feather pillows and feather beds. Well, now, honey, they won't know, but why, I tell you, they wouldn't have. Wouldn't let that thing come in their house now, Feather Bed.
No. Well, everybody's supposed to have allergies now, but they didn't have allergies then.
I got to have a kind of a hard mattress to lay on, and he has too.
Yeah, with your back, huh?